Hello and welcome to the Property Roundup here on iProperty Radio with myself, Carol Tallon, the show where we chat to industry experts to get a view on activity on the ground and to learn about new trends emerging. The show is sponsored by daft.ie, Ireland's most visited property website. And generally, we're talking about property on Irish soil. Today, something a little different. I'm delighted to be joined by Fernando Salomon, a Spanish lawyer with Bufete Salomon in Spain, who is actually helping Ireland-based clients to deal with property services in Spain. Fernando, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Carol.
And Fernando, your firm, Bufete Salomon, has just recently launched Spanish property legal services in Ireland. But you have actually been working with Ireland-based clients for some time. So you might just tell us a little bit about the launch of the Spanish property legal services in Ireland.
Yes. In our law firm, we used to work with Irish clients. We work in real estate property, and we work in two different areas. People who want to buy an off-plan property and a second-hand property or a property finish. Okay, this is our main areas in our law firm.
Okay, and first of all, you might just give us a little bit of context. I previously lived in Spain after the crash. That's a long time ago, and I am somewhat out of touch with the Spanish property market. So, first of all, what geographical area do you work in, and how is the market performing right now?
Okay, now the market is performing because the price, in my opinion, is increasing. After our crisis of 2008, from 2008 to 2011, 12, okay, the price is down, but now it is little by little increasing. I think now is a great moment to invest a property in different areas in the south of Spain and in the east of Spain, Valencia or the Mallorca Islands.
Very good. And why have you launched the Spanish property legal services in Ireland now?
Okay. Why? Because my law firm is located in the south of Spain, in the capital of Andalusia, Sevilla, and I work in the coast, no, in La Costa del Sol, in Malaga. I noticed that a lot of people, Irish people, lost their deposits because they bought a property, and I think it was a great opportunity to claim their deposits. For the reason, I started to work 10 years ago with Irish people, and I think that I have a great market in Ireland with people who used to call to contact my law service, my
and
legal service.
The Irish people or Ireland based people that you're dealing with now, are they people who were living in Spain, or were these almost all holiday homes or investment properties?
Almost holidays, homes, and it's the second residence. Time to time, I work with investors, people who invest their money in a property. But in essential, my clients, they bought for holidays. Yeah.
Okay, and the instances of lost deposits, I mean, that's just one area, and we will touch on some of the others. But in terms of lost deposits, is this happening today, or is this a legacy from the crash when property developers went bust?
And for today, in the past too. Okay, the my work start after the crisis, but now there are problems, two legal problems. But basically, my service are to help to give back the money. When you buy a off-plan property, you have to know, the people have to know that in a hypothetical, it's only a hypothetical question. The developer has to give you an insurance or a guarantee. But why? Because if the developer never finishes the development, you have to claim, or you have to claim against the bank or against the insurance company. Time to time, the developer, the promoter, gives that guarantee, and time to time, that doesn't give that guarantee. I never claim against the developer because it's in the bank, in the bankrupt. It's impossible to okay to come back the money, to give back the money. But always the bank and the insurance company has money. For the reason, my objective is to win the judgment against the bank or against the insurance company.
Okay, how common is this, and not just for Irish buyers, but in general in Spain, how common is this that people are losing deposits when property developers go bankrupt?
It's common. Okay, it's not usual, but it's common because when you are going to buy a property, you really doesn't know if the developer, okay, you think that he will finish the development in time, or perhaps he in 2 1 year later. But I have claims in the courts that the developer never finished the development. It's asking responding your question. It's common. It's common. For that reason, my client needs, in my opinion, a legal advice. But before to the developer had problems to finish the development.
Is there any difference legally or practically? Is there any difference between foreign buyers like Irish and other nationalities who were buying second properties and maybe domestic Spanish-based buyers, home buyers who might have been buying a property for their principal private residence, for their home, or for a domestic holiday home? Is there any difference in treatment?
Okay.
Practically or legally, between Spanish buyers who lost deposits and foreign buyers who lost deposits.
Okay. There are any difference in elegant terms, but anyway, imagine if the developer, the promoter, he knows that you are for people, you are Irish. Perhaps he's going to try to move. Imagine different taxes that. According to Spanish law, he has to pay. He will try to move that taxes, trying that the Irish pay that taxes. It's an example. For the reason, it's very important to get a legal advice about this in the private sales contract.
Can you explain a little about the legal mechanism whereby you can pursue the bank for a judgment? Because in Ireland during the crash, we have had similar situations. In fact, there's one high profile one going through the legal process at the moment, which is quite unusual in the current marketplace. But our legislative problems, excuse me, tend to mount when the developer is the legal entity, and when that legal entity no longer exists, the only mechanism is perhaps to sue the developer personally, if there has been a breach of company law, so that actually the director might personally become responsible. What is the mechanism whereby you can make or secure a judgment against the bank?
Okay. In my law firms, we used to work in two different kind of procedures. The first of all, or the first procedure is if the bank gave to my client a guarantee. Okay. The procedure is easy because when you sign the sales contract, the private sales contract, all the payments has to be safe for a guarantee. If the developer didn't finish the development in time, you can present in the courts an execution. Okay, you are using a document, a bank document, trying to get the money but because the bank accepted that he has to pay you that money. Okay. For me, it's very important if previously you get legal advice and the bank give to you that document, because it's a easy procedure. It's easier than the other one. Okay. This is the first, for me, it's the first option to save your money. The bank document, for me, is very important. And the other one is if the bank and if the developer never gave you that document. Okay. This is another procedure. It's difficult, more difficult than the other. Okay. And you have to, in my case, our law firm claim against the bank who received your payment. Okay. The problem is that, for example, if you paid in cash, or for example, you paid in using a check, paying with a check. Because in that kind of procedures, the bank has to pay you the money if you prove that bank received your money. For example, it's usual that the Irish people use the service of a law firm, for example, with the payments. It's a great mistake because the bank has a responsibility if the people, the Irish people, the buyer paid directly from them to the developer. If you use a law firm, the bank could respond in the court that they never knew that this client, the Irish, paid, because there are only a payment, but it's not the client, it's a law firm.
That's interesting that you describe it as a big mistake for Irish buyers to have maybe used a law firm wherever they were based to make that payment. Because actually, I would imagine buying a holiday home in a foreign country that actually buyers thought they were doing the right thing by seeking advice and by using the services of a law firm. So that's quite an unusual one. On average, what is the amount of the deposits that you're seeing people lose?
Okay, in between 80,000 to 100,000 euros, more or less. I claim against the bank for 1 million because I work in in Marbella. It's a luxury area, but this is more or less the average. 80,000, 250,000 per client. It's more or less is the average.
Is there any data to tell us how many foreign buyers are impacted by this? I know you described this situation as not usual but common enough. Is there any data to suggest just how many foreign buyers have lost or are in the process of losing deposits because of property developers going bankrupt?
Okay. I think that 10,000 clients, I think Irish clients lost their deposits in Spain, in my experience, because this statistic was published in the Spanish medias, and 10,000, 50,000 clients lost their deposits in Spain.
That's a huge number. I think that's larger than most people would be expecting. In your experience, what is the success rate of getting all or some of those deposits returned?
In our thing, we my percentage is 90,000, 90%, 90, because if I don't think that the case is a case, a winner case, I refuse the case. Because I used to work with no win, no fee. And if I think it's not a winner case, I refuse the case. I prefer to be honest with my client.
Okay, so for people who are based in Ireland who might be experienced or going through this right now or might suspect this, so as in they may have put down a deposit for an off-plan home and are starting to see some warning signs, what are the important steps for them to take?
Okay, the most important if you are going to buy a property is to check, first of all, that the developer is the owner of the land. It's very important. If the developer get the build license, okay. If the developer get the guarantees, if the promoter didn't finish the development, it's very, very important. Because as I explained before, you can present in the court execution directly against the bank. Okay. Okay, the deadline to finish the development for me is very important, and to study the solvency for to the solvency of the promoter's solvency. For me, it's very if they have. If has experience in the past building apartments or properties in okay, it's very, very important.
Okay, and what we see certainly in Ireland and the UK are that we see companies being used as vehicles for different developments. So you might have one developer, but lots of companies that essentially act as vehicles for each development, and it is a form of protecting each development. Would it be similar in the UK? You know, when you're looking at promoter solvency, do you only look at the promoter in the context of the one company that is for this development, or can you look at other companies the promoter might have?
This kind of companies I are not popular. I never heard about this in Spain. I think perhaps in Ireland, but in Spain it's not popular. Okay, and the people don't used to work with these companies.
Would the instances of lost deposits, would they generally be due to insolvency of the developer, or is there any other reason?
If the people lost the deposits, I think that the main problem when the people lost the deposits is that previously they never had a legal advice previously. Okay. And this is when the Irish people called to my law firm. I checked that they never had any legal advice. The promoter always has the legal advice, but my clients never. And this is the problem when I claim against the bank in the courts that they okay, I think that they had to get legal advice. It's better than after when I have to claim.
Yeah. And there's a fairness around the need for two parties to a transaction to have legal representation, so and legal advice. So that's a fairness around that. But given that property transactions sometimes operate in a slightly different way than other legal transactions, would there generally be an estate agent involved? So would there be a selling agent working on behalf of the developer, or would your clients have dealt directly with the development company?
Directly with the developer company. Yes. Okay.
If there is an estate agent involved, would that give rise to a different source of judgment?
Okay, my clients is very common to I don't know in Spain the people used to work with the agency real estate. But never the agency came to the judge to the courts or never came to the notary to sign the deed itself.
Okay. For people who are thinking of buying off plan, so say if there's people listening in here today in Ireland, they're looking for a holiday home in Spain. Spain is still a very attractive location for Irish people to spend time and to have a holiday home. For people who might be thinking of buying a property, particularly one off plan, what are the things they should be watching out for in addition to taking legal advice? From obviously from a Spanish property legal services firm, as opposed to maybe one that is specialist in the Irish marketplace. So getting legal advice and special advice is very important. But you had mentioned about how having certain guarantees make it easier to, well, make it e give offer better protection, but also then make it easier if there is a situation of developer insolvency. So for Irish-based or Ireland-based buyers who might be thinking of buying a property off plan, what advice can you give them today?
Okay, if my legal advice is that they have always to get the guarantees, always, because after all our problems, if you don't get the guarantees, is you always has to claim in the courts to try to come back your money, because it's impossible. If you get the guarantees, you could came to the bank directly, and you don't need a lawyer in that case. But it's not usual. The developer is very usual if they never give you that guarantees, and finally you had to claim the courts and wait 2 or 3 years to win the case.
Okay, Fernando, thank you for taking us through this today. As I mentioned at the start of the show, your own law firm, Buffete
Pleasure.
Salomeron, has actually launched Spanish property legal services in Ireland. So how do people get in contact with you?
Okay, we have a website. It's www.buffetesalmeron.com, and they call to us. Where telephone number is 59, sorry, 954-53 6038. Okay, they called to us to my law firm.
Very
Yes.
good, very good. Look, as somebody who has lived in Spain, I remain a huge fan of the country. It's something that we wouldn't like to see Ireland-based buyers be put off, because actually there's so much in common apart from the climate. There's so much in common between the Spanish people and Irish people. It's a beautiful place to live and
Yes.
to spend time. There's a lot of commonalities, I think, about our approach to living and to life. So it's something we would like to encourage, and we don't want Ireland-based buyers to be put off from buying their dream holiday home in Spain. So thank you so much for taking us through that information today. That's all we've time for. My thanks to Fernando Salomeron, Spanish lawyer with Buffete Salomeron. Also thanks to show producer Katie Tallon and to the production team at Hear Me Roar Media. And huge thanks to our show sponsor, daft.ie, Ireland's most visited property website. And thank you indeed for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Property Roundup. In the meantime, please be sure to check out all of the other Irish and international real estate and construction shows here on iPropertyRadio.com.